You've got the weight of the world on your shoulders right now, haven't you? So let's try and take some of that weight off. Look, you've clicked on this video for a reason. You're struggling. Now, I'm not 100% sure on what it is that is causing you to struggle. It could be a number of things. It could be one thing in particular. Maybe you've been in a rut for the last 3 days, 2 weeks, or 10 years. Maybe you've injured yourself, made a big mistake, you've relapsed, or you've lost someone or something that once upon a time was very close to you. Or maybe in a general sense, you just feel as if your life has always been one big, doomy, gloomy cesspit of suffering, and you're feeling invisible, fed up, tired and defeated, and maybe you don't even want to be here anymore. Maybe you want to jump on the next train that comes and hope that it takes you somewhere slightly more pleasant. But the truth is, it doesn't really matter why you're struggling right now, because the only thing that matters is getting you back on track, back on the straight and narrow, you know, getting you back into that sensation that your feet are planted firmly on the ground, you know where you've been, you know where you are, and you know where you're going. I want to help you do this in the next few minutes, but I have to be honest with you from the get-go. Look, let's not be unrealistic here. After this video, the problems that you're facing will likely still be there. We can't deny that. So all I can help you with is not removing those problems completely, but all I can help you with is lightening this load on your shoulders, you know, this very heavy burden. And the next ask I have of you is, you know, all those obligations you have right now, you know, the responsibilities, the expectations you have of yourself, or the expectations other people have of you, the to-do list you've got, which is bigger than this tree I'm leaning up against. You know all those things exist? Yeah, let's not deny they exist, but for the next few minutes, can you just shelf them while we discuss what we need to discuss? So look, I'm going to get straight to the point. I only really have one message to share with you in this video. And this message is going to run contrary to maybe another message that you've been hearing a lot in this dark moment that you're in, which is, when you're struggling, reach out to other people. You know, lighten the burden off your shoulders and speak to other people. Let them know what's going on in your life. But I get the sense that's probably one of the last things you want to hear right now, even though you know it's helpful. And the reason why I'm assuming that is because when I heard those messages in my darkest moments of life, when I didn't want to be here anymore, that was the last thing I wanted to hear. Because the thought of reaching out to other people terrified me. I had no idea what to say. How do you speak to someone in a moment of vulnerability and darkness? I imagine the conversation going very awkwardly, and I imagine not being received in the way that I wanted to be received. So in my darkest moments, I had to find another solution to the problem of suffering. And it's this solution I want to share with you now. The alternative to just reach out to other people when you're struggling is to change the attitude you have towards yourself. I promise the plants and trees are not paid actors. Why is it important that you change the attitude you have towards yourself? Well, to explain that, here's a question. Aren't you exhausted? Aren't you exhausted of continuously fighting this battle with an enemy who seems to be invisible? And if you haven't realised by now, this battle that you're fighting is impossible to win. I'm talking about the battle you fight with yourself. It's exhausting being your own worst enemy and not being on your own side. Trust me, I've been fighting it for the last 25 years and I've never won. That's my first ask of you. I know this is a big ask as well. I'm asking you to change the attitude you have towards yourself. Why? Why is doing this important? The second reason. It's because you're not going to be able to transcend this suffering if you're not on your own side. Now let me be clear. Being on your own side doesn't mean you always do the right thing. No. It simply means you accept yourself. Now, cat's out the bag. We've just lost a lot of people in this video because they've gone, oh. Let me be clear. When I'm asking you to accept yourself, I'm not asking you to love yourself. Because again, that's another message that is often very unrealistic. It doesn't come naturally to me. The tool of loving myself. It always felt a bit fraudulent. Because whenever I tried to tell myself I love myself, suddenly my brain called BS and I had all of the reasons as to why I haven't been loving myself. Just look at my actions and the amount of times I've relapsed into that addiction that I said I would never do again, or done that thing despite my best interests wanting me to do the complete opposite. Maybe you feel this way right now, which is why the idea of self-love doesn't resonate. But the idea of self-acceptance simply involves giving yourself the permission to exist despite everything else going on around you. Self-acceptance doesn't mean approval either. To accept yourself doesn't mean you say, do you know what? I want to continue how I am. And I want the circumstances in which I find myself to continue as well. I want this suffering to just continue forth. No, self-acceptance doesn't mean that. Doesn't mean you approve if what you want to do is change. Self-acceptance simply means that you understand there is never a victory to the war that you fight with yourself. So you give yourself the permission to stop fighting and instead welcome yourself home. Self-acceptance paves the path of everything that will come next, which is you getting back on the right path. That's where we begin. Self-acceptance. Can you accept where you are right now? Remember, not approve. Can you accept who you are right now and who you've been and the decisions you've made? Can you declare your self-acceptance with sentences along the lines of, do you know what? Yep, I did that thing. Yeah, I did actually. I did. Can you also say, ooh, yes, I've been in a rut for quite a while now, and I've been making some bad decisions. Yeah, do you know what? I have. And can you also say, ooh, I did that embarrassing thing. Oh yeah, I did. But I guarantee millions of other people have done the exact same. Self-acceptance is where you begin in changing this attitude you have towards yourself. And you also refuse to play the game of trying to justify your existence with doing and productivity and getting involved in all the other games people are playing so as to compete with them, only to realise your ladder has been up against the wrong wall this whole time. Because no matter how hard you try to justify your existence without self-acceptance? No amount of achievement will satisfy you. Because you'll always have an internal disapproval. Can you give yourself the acceptance that maybe everyone else in your life hasn't given you thus far? And I know that's a big ask. But can you start there? 10 minutes in. Now let's end this video on 3 more notes which can help you develop this relationship with yourself a few steps further. By the way, how are you feeling? A little bit better? Worse? The same? Doesn't matter. Allow it all. The second thing I'm going to suggest in order to change this attitude you have towards yourself is, as these people walk past, let's listen to what they're saying. 2 friends, maybe 2 lovers, 3. A threesome of people and 2 dogs. 3 people, 2 dogs. What a film. The second place you can begin in changing the attitude you have towards yourself is something I've realised 3 years ago, in 2022, when I was 22 years old. If you haven't guessed, I am making this video for myself as well as you. I'm making it for us, because I need to hear this message as well. And when I was thinking about making this video, addressing someone who is struggling, I was reminded of something I've realised in 2022, continued to realise the year after, and then forgot, much to my regret. The first 22 years of my life felt like a big inhale without an exhale. In other words, self-criticism came very easy to me, hence the idea of self-love. Never really resonated. I was always just trying to justify my existence by doing more, and I never felt justified, and I always felt invisible to myself, and I had curated this inhale due to my self-disapproval. So one day in 2022, just around the corner from here, I was living in my mum's house at the time. I'd been in all day, I'd been scrolling the morning away because that provided me with relief from all of the negative thoughts I held towards myself. So around 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon, I felt fed up of being in all day. And my shoulders became slumped, and I felt very heavy at the thought, at the realization of the self-attack I was throwing towards myself. So I went out on a walk. I needed some respite. I needed a break. But on that walk, I felt even worse. My shoulders slooped more. My posture now started to bend. And 30 minutes into this walk, nothing was helping as I was walking around the fields close to here. But halfway through that walk, something told me to speak out loud. So I did. And for the first time in my life, I felt like a drunk pirate walking around the estate of my childhood, speaking to myself out loud. So then I started to reflect randomly on the things I had done in my life up until that point, for which I felt grateful for. Suddenly, as I started walking, my shoulders loosened. And I noticed the voice of self-attack had stopped. That was interesting, I thought. And as I started to reflect on all of the things in which I felt proud for, I finished 30 minutes later, came home and wrote a letter to myself, which I'm holding in my hand now. And I realised there's nothing too small to not celebrate. Now let me address the elephant in the room here. I'm holding a letter that I wrote to myself and I had no intention of anyone else reading this letter when I wrote it. And this is going to seem very cringe, and you're going to question what relevance this has to your life, but I would like to spend the next minute and a half reading this letter out loud. It's going to seem very vain and egotistic of me to do so. I can't deny that, because I've been in situations before where people have said, oh, read my diary, or read this excerpt that I wrote to myself, and I've just been stood there like, okay, brilliant, how does this apply to my life, and how do I end this conversation rapidly? But I want to read this letter to you to illustrate what it might look like and sound like to move from self-hatred to something I called self-celebration. Titled Welcome Home. On the 15th of January, February, March, April, May, it's the fifth month, 2022, at 3:15 in the afternoon. There is no personal victory too small to not celebrate. I have returned home with an invaluable lesson, and I have returned via the jungle. To set the scene, this year 2022 has been up and down in terms of my focus, drive, values and groundedness. There have been moments of profound clarity and moments of intense confusion, unease and distractedness. As before, I have pushed myself to do, thought about more, yet most importantly now I have fallen back into myself and have been welcomed with open arms. The past week has been apathetically intense, a period in which I have felt at war with myself, almost split, as if two forces were pulling in opposite directions, with the result being me feeling like a defeated dog. The letter I am writing now, however, comes after a welcome and deep walk with myself, again a return. The realization I have had sheds light on a key occurrence for myself this year. The tendency I have had to escape myself through technological distraction, accompanied by the dulling apathy and felt meaninglessness from these actions. At times throughout this year, I have felt like pulling the plug. At times, I have also felt brimming with fire. And although I believe the topic of rest is relevant here, the most important factor which has gripped the above phenomenons like a vice is the lack of self-celebration I have practiced. Although that might seem like another self-aimed criticism, it is in fact a realization which has lifted a burdensome weight off my shoulders. Although a strength which I see has aided me, my ability to push myself, challenge myself, and ask for and expect more has become self-deprecating and burdensome. I've been heavily dissatisfied recently, as I have been too focused on more and what's next instead of respecting and celebrating all that I've accomplished thus far. Rarely do I celebrate myself out of fear of being egotistic and stunting my progress. But the truth is, suicide is plausible if you do not have an appreciative or grateful attitude towards yourself. Gratitude is the antidote, thus I will implement a self-celebration practice where I daily recall things I am proud of myself for, as it is so easy to merely ponder what needs to be done. But dissatisfaction with myself as a consequence of not actively self-celebrating only leads to nihilism and pain. To whoever is reading this, you're too good for perfect. And I understand life is hard and dark emotions are necessary, but a continued respectful and celebratory view of yourself is all that's needed to keep you grounded. I want you to be alive. And I'm proud of you, and I want the best for you. Welcome home. Took me 22 years to realise that, and I've forgotten that message over the last 2 years. So maybe you would like to do the same. Go for a walk and talk to yourself out loud about some of the things you're proud of yourself for, and search the high heavens for them. Search all four corners of the earth for them and realise no matter how small that thing is, you can still be proud of it. Whether you've brushed your teeth this morning, that is cause for celebration. Whether you woke up this morning and showered despite every muscle in your body wanting to stay under the covers, that is cause for self-celebration. The fact that you're still here, amongst all of this absurdity of life, is cause for self-celebration. There's so much more in store for you. So many experiences you haven't had yet, so many people you haven't met yet, so many people who would do anything to have you in their life that you haven't met yet. There's a lot more upcoming. But you've got to meet life halfway with it, and you've got to start turning to yourself as your last saving grace. Another thing you might like to do, transcend the self. You know, as the saying goes, the self is a poor sight for meaning. It's good to develop a better attitude towards yourself, but sometimes if you stay in that realm of the self, you fall victim to the disease of me, where you're always thinking me, me, me. So it's a paradox here. Cultivate the attitude you have towards yourself and then transcend yourself. And you might like to do so by, when your heart is heavy, give. You know, we're all starving for praise and we're all moments away from falling apart. We really are. And we all need a bit of encouragement. So when your heart is heavy, have a look around and see who needs a little bit of a nudge. Now, the last thing I want to share with you is, in case you're practically oriented and you would like some instruction of, Lewis, okay, what do I do now? And this instruction I would like to give you is best exemplified by best illustrated with a short story. 2 years ago, when I was living in a place in the UK called Bristol, I woke up one morning and I wanted to do a workout. It was 7:30 in the morning, so I opened the door to my flat, walked 5 minutes around the corner to the local park where I knew there was pull-up bars to do some pull-ups and train calisthenics. So I opened the gate to the park and I walked to the left to the pull-up bars, but as I walked round the pull-up bars, I saw two people there. One was clearly a personal trainer and the other was his client. The personal trainer, I noticed, was dressed as if he was about to go on the first date. Didn't seem like he was about to give a personal training session, and his client was dressed as if he was about to train and was in his mid-50s. The personal trainer was about 30 years old, he seemed. So I continued my warm-up. I began stretching. But halfway through my warm-up, 2 minutes after I had arrived at the park, I overheard a conversation between this PT and his client. The client turned to his trainer and said, Ollie, you know what, mate? This is good and all. I love the sessions and everything's been going great, but I've just been struggling with staying consistent, you know, and staying on the path of self-improvement and being consistent with it all and taking care of myself. Have you got any advice? So in a moment of brilliance, and as if he knew I was listening, Ollie, the personal trainer, turned to his client and said, I get it, man. Consistency is hard. So too is taking care of yourself. But here's something that might help. So Ollie continued and he said, you know, if you was to join a rugby club, or any sports club for that matter, your goal wouldn't be to win championships or to win every single game. No, you would have one primary goal. To leave the shirt you wear in a better condition than how you found it when you eventually leave the club. So now, rounding off his thoughts and me very much hooked into this conversation, Ollie said, so it is with yourself. You know, your task in life isn't to achieve great things or to run yourself ragged with productivity, nor is it to get caught up in the games other people are playing. No, your primary job throughout life and your primary target is to simply represent yourself to the best of your ability so that you can wake up into tomorrow with strength. So as he said those words, I told him I was listening and I thanked him for the realization which I have kept close up until this point in my life. That's the main practical instruction I can give you as we finalize this video. You know, we all represent our jobs and the institutions and universities that we go to well. When I was young and I used to go on school trips for my school, the teachers would say, you're wearing the school uniform, you represent us well, you behave properly. And we take that advice as if it's standard. But when it comes to representing ourselves, sometimes we're found lacking. And sometimes it would take us a long time to finally write our names down on the list of everything that we find of value and worthy of respect in the world. Maybe our name would be. So can you move that up a little bit? And see yourself as someone worth saving? And then just focus on representing yourself to the best of your ability. Now, best of your ability doesn't mean you strive for perfection. And it doesn't always mean you act. Representing yourself can simply mean changing this attitude you have towards yourself. That's all. So can you do that now? You know, we're closing this video. And again, the problems that you face might still exist. But hopefully now you can face them with lighter shoulders. And with a newfound companion walking with you every step of the way. So busy yourself not with months, years, and decades in advance. Because the opportune moment lies always within this moment's glance. And forever allow your heart to joy, rejoice and sing as you just continue to do the next right thing. That's all you need to do. Just the next right thing. You don't need to change everything overnight. So that's enough of me asking you things which might be too much of me to ask. Let's do one final check-in. How are you feeling? Better? The same? Worse? Don't matter. Allow it all. You don't have to fight against yourself anymore. Okay? And as we say in English all of the time, without really deep in what it means, take care of yourself. I wonder where that train was going.